just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Steve, you know what we need right about now?
Right about now. Funk soul lover.
No. Oh. We need a road trip.
Are we loud?
No, that's why we need one. You don't feel like going nowhere until they tell you you can't go nowhere.
And then all of a sudden I want to go everywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that. It's sad when just going to the grocery store is considered an outing.
We only went to the post office and it was the drive-thru drop. And yeah. We were so excited.
It was the highlight of my week.
We actually circled around and dropped off each envelope one by one.
Yeah, exactly. So order more so I have more reasons to go out and go to the post office, the most exciting place in our town today.
Oh, so embarrassing.
But a little snafu happened this month where I forgot that we were approaching the first of the month, and so we didn't do our patch cast at the very beginning of the month. Which is offensive.
It just gave everybody more time to receive them.
Yes. And built up suspense for all of our listeners who weren't sure what was coming.
Right? They have no idea.
They have no idea. Actually, it's up on the website already. But in case you haven't checked it out, we're going to do a patch cast today, which is always exciting. I enjoy that.
You're right.
Yeah. Before we talk about the actual patch, though, I thought it would be fun to discuss modes of transportation. You know what this look says to me? You know what it needs? Mode of transportation.
Right.
That's from Aladdin when the genie's trying to get Aladdin to look like a prince.
Well, we can obviously tell you what the patch is, right?
We can.
Because that explains the podcast a little bit more.
Right. So for a while now, I thought it was funny to play on words. I don't know that we can actually say the company that I am...
Sure, they're not going to sue us right now.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no one's suing happy now. From Cinderella, I thought about the fairy godmother turning the pumpkin into a carriage, right? And I thought it would be funny to make a joke about the Gord Motor Company.
Aha. See, we don't even have to say it because you already know what we're
referencing. You know what I'm talking about. and so I kind of...
This would be the brand name of car... If the fairy godmother were to make a brand of car.
Ooh, yeah, exactly.
It's her. She's making it rich in the car business.
I thought about it for a long time because originally I was going to do it earlier than now, but I thought with a kind of pumpkin-esque design, are people going to see it as like a Halloween patch, you know? So I tried to make it as non-Halloween looking as possible to make it kind of pretty.
Yeah. When I think of Cinderella's carriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I think of her carriage, I never see it as a pumpkin. I always see it as like a grand, gorgeous, beautiful, round silhouette of a carriage.
Right. In for my, sure.
That's completely what I say. I never see pumpkin.
Well, it was made out of a pumpkin. So,
right.
But I know that you don't pay attention to the movies as closely, so maybe you forget that it was made out of a pumpkin.
No, I know it is.
Oh, okay.
But in my fairy tale of a mind.
Oh, gotcha.
It's a glorious, you know.
Well, and I didn't want to, I don't like to just replicate other people's designs, and I don't like to use just images of characters or that kind of thing. And so it would have been very easy to just make a patch of the carriage itself and write Gord Motor Company on it or something like that, you know. But I feel like that's low-hanging fruit or low-hanging gourds. And so I'm like, I want to make
mine... They rest right on the ground.
Right? They're just on the ground. So I wanted to make mine kind of pretty and scrolly and...
Well, and it should be if it's the carriage, right?
Right.
It should be. And by the way, I do have to say that in real life, when we get self-driving cars, if they are not based off of like Cinderella's carriage, I will be so upset.
Seems so impractical.
Like I want these big glorious doors that you like open and you climb in and there's like seating all the way around where we all just sit inside this little carriage
where
and
you can
just
kick off your glass slippers and just hang out.
Yes. This is totally what I want in my self-driving car.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh. Brought to you by Gord Motor Company.
Right. I'll put a word into Gord Motor Company to have them make one for you.
Right.
I wanted mine to be kind of pretty and non-Halloween, so no orange, that kind of things. And I think it came out really well. It's a black and white patch, which I think is automatically kind of classy looking. It looks...
just like the puzzle we've been working on for 4 months.
Oh, we're going to bring that up now.
We have a story to tell on that, folks.
Yeah. We're not very good at puzzles. That's the story. So it's black and white. It's very scrolly, and I think it came out really well.
Absolutely.
But I thought it would be fun to also discuss just general modes of transportation from Disney movies and decide. We're going to go over a list, and then you're going to pick one that you
my favorite?
Yeah, that you would want.
Train. Let's go over the list.
Train. Okay. Obviously, first we have Cinderella's carriage. You think about it, it's great. You know, the problem is you can't drive it past midnight.
Oh. You've
got a hard curfew on the carriage.
I am sad to say that in my life, that probably would fit just fine nowadays.
Yeah. We could have, it could have a expiration date of 9:45 and it would be fine for us.
Sun's going down. Oh, it's time to get home.
Ooh, it's dark out. Better go home.
Driving after sunset. No way.
And plus you have to have it drawn by horses, which, you know, adds that whole other level of complexity to it. Have you ever driven or ridden in a carriage like that?
With a horse? No, but they used to be around in downtown areas all the time.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to.
Oh.
But they're so expensive and it's always so cold out.
Yeah. Why do they only do it during the winter months?
Right.
Is it just because that's when people want it? I don't know.
Could be that that's the only time we're downtown to watch the Christmas lights.
Oh, that's
that could be it. It could be a year-round thing, but they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
So the carriage has some pluses and minuses. Mm-hmm. What about magic carpet from Aladdin?
Wow. Okay. That's always a plus and a minus thing. And is, well, what minuses would it have?
Safety could be an issue. There are no doors or seat belts. You're kind of required to pay attention very closely because there's nothing holding you on.
Now, Aladdin only fell off the carpet one time at California Adventure.
Oh.
Other than that, has a spotless record.
Well, and the other problem is that the magic carpet is sentient, so if it doesn't really want to go where you're going,
it's true.
Do you have to convince the carpet to go the direction you want to go? It's odd.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah. But it is in the Harry Potter books, they talk about how they were thinking about bringing it in for a family style vehicle.
Oh.
So you could, you know, an area rug, you can fit your whole family on the area rug and fly around.
You really
could. Yeah.
Especially a shag. Plenty to hold on to.
Yeah, but then you definitely can't eat or drink on it because you'll stain your flying carpet and then you'll look gross.
Yeah, my initial reaction was, of course, why would I not want a flying carpet ride? But you are bringing up some good points that I didn't think of.
I'm here to be the little black rain cloud over all of your fun.
I don't want a rain cloud over my magic carpet. Horrible as that.
Think about that too. What if the weather goes bad?
I would just fly above it.
Oh, but it's colder up there.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
That's true. No.
I would love a carpet though. Plus side, you get everywhere much faster.
Yeah, you just fly over the top.
No traffic.
Because a horse-drawn carriage would go pretty slow.
Yeah, you've only got 2 horsepower versus whatever the cars have these days.
Yeah.
So, okay. We have the carriage and the carpet. What about, now you haven't seen this one, so I'll have to describe it to you. It's a giant 3-mast sailing ship, right?
Oh.
Except it's solar powered instead of wind powered and is equipped to fly through space.
What's this from?
It's from Treasure Planet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Equipped to fly through space. Does it fly on Earth as well?
They never show it on Earth, but I assume so. Yeah, it could fly around here. It's solar powered, so
just flying from here to the Trader Joe's.
Right. Parking would be horrendous. Like,
I would just land over the top.
Where would
land
you on park a 3-masted ship these days? I mean, because I think it would kind of take the place of like a motorhome, because it's so big and it has multiple spaces that you could potentially live on something like that.
I would totally live on that, and you get the benefit of flying.
Yeah,
that's so far. I think this might be the winner.
Okay,
That's a good winner.
Just hope, you know, you make sure you drop anchor so you don't float out to space somehow.
Oh, true.
I'm not quite sure how the oxygen works on that, but in the cartoon they don't worry about it, so we'll just say it has.
Yeah, and you get to go, and you said I get to go to other planets and stuff on this thing.
Yeah,
heck yes. It's gonna be hard to beat that.
Okay, solar powered spaceship is winning thus far.
In the back of my mind, I was thinking of like the Mark Twain boat, and I was like, I don't know how you're gonna beat a Mark Twain boat.
Oh,
but a flying solar powered spaceship.
Right. I was going from the movies, but I hadn't thought about
the parks.
Mark Twain, yeah.
Well, the problem with all the park rides is that they just go in circles and they all go on tracks.
Right.
So, I guess if you're looking at practical senses.
Next up, we have Casey Jr., which is the train from Dumbo.
Oh, that's a fun song.
And he's semi-sentient.
Mm-hmm.
You might run into problems because it's on a track.
Right.
You may have to share a car with animals.
Yeah.
Because he's a circus train.
Fun.
That could be fun. Unless you get stuck with the snotty, mean elephants. They were mean.
Oh, they were. Yeah. Hanging out with all the elephants on the way over to Trader Joe's again.
But you like a train.
I love a train. Yeah.
Have you ever ridden like on an actual, like a passenger train like that, where you would go from place to place?
Goodness. We know the schedule that they keep. And so absolutely not.
Right.
They may or may. It's like, what's your arrival time? Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. if the American train system was anything like what I assume other countries' train systems are like,
yeah,
it might be worth it.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm going to say no to a train most of the time.
Not in the United States.
So jumping back to another patch that we've done, I thought, okay, what if you just want your own car? Let's go with Cruella's car.
Oh, her car is so sexy.
She's got like a land yacht size car, though. It's so big.
You like know I love a ridiculous car that makes no sense.
Yeah, it's true. And if you get mad enough, you can just break parts off and blow fire all over the road.
Oh, that would be so fantastic.
That'd be dangerous.
It'd
for the
fun.
Way we have road rage around these days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a car that would spit fire at people. Yeah, I would not ever make it home.
Yeah, I mean, it might be good for chasing down dogs, but in general, I mean, a car is a car. It seems like it would get horrible gas mileage with the size engine it has on it.
Yeah, you know? You're just literally igniting the gas.
Burning gas. Burning through
it. Off the side. I didn't think about what gas and maintenance it would take to keep up a solar flying spaceship, though.
But I mean, I bet there would have to be maintenance on it, but there is, I mean, as long as you can see the sun.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Solar powered, right?
Duh. Of course that's the case.
Here's the next one is one that I think I would like, because I'm a naturally lazy person. Let's get the bed from Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Does Jessica Fletcher get to fly around with me?
Only what's her real solving name? Mysteries. Oh, wow, you just stumped me. Literally, I had her name on the tip of my
tongue. Until I asked you what it was, and then I'll... Anyway, Jessica Fletcher.
Angela
Lansbury.
I was about to say, oh, geez, there it is. Angela Lansbury. Maybe she can be your Siri. Like, she'll give you...
directions on where to go.
But for those of you that haven't seen it for a while, it's awesome. You just have a finial, basically, that goes on the end of the bedpost. You tap it 3 times and tell it where you want to go, and then turn it a quarter turn, and it takes you there.
That does sound like fun.
Right?
And you could sleep along the way.
And you give it, like, vague things, too. They said, oh, we want to go to this specific person, and it just dropped them in the area where the person was.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
I want to be dropped off at the right place, though.
Well, you like can still give a specific place, but, like, let's just say I break down on the side of the road somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, I'm not sure where I am, but I broke down. You can just say, hey, take me to Ryan, and it'll poof you on the side of the road with me.
That would be fun. Take that, Siri.
Magic is always going to trump everything else for me as far as travel goes. You know, that's what I want. I want to be magically transported with no time. I mean, they show them they do fly a bit. So you may show up wind blown. But
that is true. But it moves at incredibly high speeds then?
I think so.
To get your time back, if it eliminates time, then yes, that now is winning the case.
Okay. Magic bed, winning.
Only because of the time aspect. Otherwise, I'm sticking with my solar ship.
Okay. You can have the solar ship. I'll take the bed thus far. Here's another one that I don't know that you've watched this one or not. Have you watched The Rescuers? The one about the mice?
Down Under?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I have.
No, okay. They travel by albatross.
Oh.
Which is a big giant bird.
Oh. Ooh.
Which I think could be peaceful, right?
Yeah.
You seem very unhappy about that idea.
Traveling on the back of a bird?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that idea.
No?
Birds already poop on my cars and stuff, you know? And can you imagine?
Well, unless you're holding onto their feet while they fly, I don't think they're going to poop on you while you're flying.
Yeah, but I'd feel bad if my car was pooping, or my mode of transportation was pooping all over everybody else. Okay. You know what I mean?
All right.
But they never show that in the cartoon, so maybe
that's definitely not included in any of the special features on the Disney movies. I think it could be fun. The problem is they're kind of like that Uber driver that wants to talk too much.
Right.
And drives a little bit crazy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So you may run into that issue.
Yeah. Oh, so scary.
So no albatross. Something similar, though. What about a Pegasus?
Oh, that'd be fun. I was never a fan of the Pegasus like my sisters were.
No?
No. I mean, they're white horses. That's fine. I'd still so much rather be sleeping in a bed or flying in a ship. But that's just, I don't know.
I mean, if you wanted to have like a emotional connection with your mode of transportation, horses have been with people for a very long time.
That's true.
And, you know, a Pegasus would probably be a good travel companion. But like you said, it does fall back into, okay, now I have to take care of this animal also.
And animals are good at like defending you too if something happens. You know, we've learned that a lot from Disney movies.
Right.
You know, they'll go get some help for you stuff.
Lassie. Old Yeller. Yeah, I mean, the downside to having a living mode of transportation is that you do have to work a lot more to upkeep is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hate to say it, it'll die eventually.
Oh.
Which is more emotional sad if it's a living creature than a solar-powered ship.
Mm.
Right?
Because I was going to say, in real life, my car is hanging on by dear life. So.
Are you going to cry when it dies, though?
It's possible.
Oh, okay.
I am a fan of the Jeep, you know.
Okay. So, as much as I love animals, and I would love to ride a Pegasus, I don't think I'd want it to be my main mode of transportation.
Maybe a weekend car.
Yeah. For like when you want to drive your convertible and take the top down.
That's right? Exactly what a Pegasus is.
It's the top down of
right?
Disney vehicles.
Your hair blown in the wind.
Here's another one that I think would be nice, though. Travel by door, a la Monsters, Inc.
Oh, wow. Now that's something.
All you have to do is laugh to keep your power up.
Call up the door and go into
Would you have to have a child, though, for the doors to work?
Oh, I think that's the case, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So those of us without kids would be out of luck.
And you can only go into like bedrooms. You can't go to any stores.
Right. They'd have to start building closets in the stores.
Just so you have a place to come in and out of.
Yeah. So, I mean, it might work for families and stuff. Have kids and whatnot.
Yeah.
But powering your mode of transportation through children's laughter.
Uh-huh.
That,
Not your gym?
No, I don't think that would work for me. I mean, it's
otherwise it sounds fantastic.
Right, yeah. It's instantaneous. So, like you said, the time difference would be huge.
Mm-hmm. But then that's why I'm sticking with the bed, too.
Then you have to deal with children.
I'm assuming the bed goes really fast.
Yeah, she goes fast.
Right?
For sure.
So, if that's the case, high-speed bed.
And then
high-speed intergalactic bed.
For the last one, house attached to thousands of balloons.
Oh, hey. I just think in that movie, he ended up getting into a lot of mischief that I would be worried that if my house was floating around by balloons, I'd end up in the wrong place and end up in mischief and worried about kids shooting me down with darts and stuff, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, like I don't want to, all of those things that ends up in Disney movies, I don't want to deal with any of that. So otherwise, you know.
See, this is something I've never understood, though. Like, you think about hot air balloons, which is basically what he was in.
Yeah.
How do you control something like that? Yeah, I basically think, okay, you go up and then you're at the mercy of whatever crosswind you might possibly have.
That's exactly right.
So if your whole house is attached to a bunch of balloons and you go up and there's a crosswind, you're going to end up out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean or something.
Yeah, you had to turn down the heat and then lower or go above it.
Yeah.
That's how you control it. It's basically just up and down and
that's
just
stressful.
Let the winds carry you away to where you're going to go. Yeah.
So, maybe not the up house either.
It could be, in theory, it could be fun. But I think that in that case, I would get the same benefit of my boat.
Yeah.
If I was just driving around in my boat, my solar-powered boat in the air, and I go intergalactically, I get to leave the world and go to other worlds and stuff.
Right.
And that's true. Like, the bed doesn't get to take you to other worlds. And so...
I mean, yeah.
And we don't know that...
From what we know, it only took them to places on Earth.
Yeah.
But it did take them to the cartoon world, too.
Oh, well, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
But I think it's fair. We'll each have a vehicle. You can have the solar-powered spaceship, and I'll have the magical bed from Bed Knobs and Broomsticks,
and that'll cover all of our stuff,
right? We'd have to have a huge garage.
It's totally true. And the Gord Motor Company just sits to the side.
Gord Motor Company, I mean...
It's just for looks.
Do you really need pumpkin all over your clothes?
That's just when I need a wave.
Right, exactly. When you're in a parade.
That's my parade vehicle.
Right. So if you're part of our patch club, you already have your patch now since it's been a couple days. Hope you're enjoying it. If you're not part of the patch club, you can always find them on our website, disneypatch.com. And if you sign up, I don't think we've ever mentioned this. If you sign up for the club, they're actually cheaper. So
oh, yeah, 30% off. Yeah.
If you like the patches and you're having fun buying more than one, why not become part of the patch club and get them for cheaper? And then they get mailed to you every month. It's fun stuff.
And you know what they are before we even record the podcast.
Exactly. but it's like I always say, Bed, take us to the Isle of Naboombo.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at disneypatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.